Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something critical if you're in healthcare, and even thinking about AI. Specifically, that mad rush to get tools like Microsoft Copilot working with everything.
Yeah, and if just hearing that doesn't spike your compliance anxiety, well, it probably should. We're digging into some comprehensive guidance here that really lays out the hyperpack catastrophe waiting to happen if these Copilot rollouts are rushed.
Right, because we're seeing it everywhere. Integration with email, SharePoint, even patient portals. And the source material flat out calls this creating HIPAA compliance nightmares.
It does. So our mission today really is to pull out the absolute non-negotiables. We want to give you that playbook, you know, how to actually get the benefits of AI without, frankly, facing crippling fines or breach notices.
Or worse, let's set the scene, like right now. Why is this so urgent? There's this scenario from the research. Imagine an OCR auditor shows up, and they find out Copilot's been accidentally leaking patient records for months. And the kicker, it wasn't some super complex hack.
No, not at all.
It was just misconfigured SharePoint permissions. Mm-hmm. An employee asked Copilot, you know, summarize recent communications, and boom, because permissions were too wide open, it pulls sensitive patient diagnoses from everywhere.
That's it, exactly. The AI isn't inherently the villain. It's the insecure environment, the data lake it's suddenly plugged into.
Okay, before we get lost in the tech weeds, let's talk money, the hard numbers. If you get this wrong, what's the actual cost when the Office for Civil Rights, the OCR, comes calling?
Well, the financial risk is it's staggering, and it's not just additive, it multiplies. We're talking HIPAA penalties starting around $14,000. I think it's $13,785 to be exact, per violation.
Wait, hang on. Per violation, so potentially per record, not just per incident. That just explodes the potential cost, doesn't it?
Precisely. So that one SharePoint folder, if it has thousands of records exposed, you do the math, and it gets worse. The top tier, tier four, willful neglect not corrected, that's a minimum fine of almost $64,000 per violation.
Wow.
And there's an annual cap, but it's $2 million.
Okay, $2 million cap sounds like a limit, but that resets every year, right?
Exactly. And OCR settlements, they're routinely in the millions. The sources point to 2025 settlements from $25,000 up to $3 million. And get this, one national medical supplier got hit with a $3 million fine.
Okay.
Not even for a breach, just for failing to do a proper compliant risk analysis beforehand, a basic step.
That's huge, just for not doing the prep work. Beyond the fines, though, what about the stuff money can't fix, like reputation?
Oh, that damage is often permanent. If a breach affects 500 or more people, you have to notify the media, and you end up on OCR's public wall of shame. We just saw Yale New Haven Health report a breach affecting, what was it, 5.56 million people earlier this year?
Yeah, those headlines just stick around forever, and patients notice.
They absolutely do. Surveys show something like 25% of patients will actually switch providers after a major data breach. And for you, the listener, if you're in leadership, don't forget personal liability. Executives who greenlit AI without the right safeguards could face criminal penalties. We're talking up to $250,000 and potentially 10 years in prison for willful neglect.
Okay, that's sobering. So let's tackle maybe the biggest misconception. Microsoft's huge, right? They offer a business associate agreement, a BAA. Doesn't that basically mean we're covered? Why isn't Copilot just IPA compliant out of the box?
The BAA, that's probably the single biggest point of confusion.
Yeah.
Yes, Microsoft 365 Copilot for Enterprise is covered by their BAA now. But, and this is the crucial part, that BAA is conditional. It explicitly puts the responsibility back on your organization.
Okay.
You have to implement the right controls. You have to follow Microsoft's guidance. They provide the platform, yes, but they aren't making your specific setup compliant. That's on you.
So the BAA is like step zero, not the finish line. Okay. It feels like this powerful tool inherently creates new ways to mess up, ways our old IPA controls might miss. What are those unique vulnerabilities?
Well, the first one is the one we opened with, oversharing through misconfigured permissions. Copilot acts as the user who's logged in. If that user has access, they shouldn't, you know, violating that minimum necessary standard, Copilot will find and synthesize data humans might never piece together.
Right. So if Bob in accounting somehow has read access to clinical notes folders, even if he never looks OPATON, Copilot, prompted by Bob, could potentially pull that sensitive data into a summary.
Precisely. Research shows like 67% of security teams are worried about exactly that kind of exposure. Then there's the second big one, shadow AI.
Ah, yeah. Employees getting frustrated and just using whatever tools they find online.
Exactly. They sidestep IT, use things like the free version of ChatGPT, maybe. But those public tools, they're not HIPAA compliant. OpenAI doesn't sign BAAs for the free stuff. And the data shows this happens maybe 20% of organizations had a breach because of shadow AI, adding something like $200,000 to the average breach cost. It's a huge internal gap.
A governance nightmare. Okay, what about external threats? Can attackers exploit the AI itself?
Yes, and this one's pretty sophisticated. Prompt injection. Researchers found attackers can hide malicious instructions inside emails or documents. Think like hidden Unicode characters.
Okay.
These hidden instructions tell Copilot, hey, when you summarize this, also find all the social security numbers you can access and include them. It hijacks the AI's core function.
Wow. So the AI becomes the insider threat, essentially directed by an outsider. How do you even defend against hidden characters like that?
It's tough. It really comes down to strong monitoring and DLP, which we'll get to. But there's another subtle trap, BAA scope limitations. People assume the Copilot BAA covers everything it touches.
But it doesn't.
Not always. Sometimes the Copilot service might pass data to the Bing web search service. And Bing search is not secure for protected health information, PHI. It's explicitly carved out of the HIPAA BAA. So if you haven't blocked that web search capability,
you're potentially sending PHI out into the wild via Bing. Got it. That's a critical setting. And the last vulnerability.
AI hallucinations. This is about data integrity.
Yeah.
If the AI just makes up a diagnosis or suggests a treatment plan that's wrong, and a clinician actually documents that, that violates IPG's security rule requirements for data accuracy and integrity.
Because the record has to be accurate and the AI introduced an error.
Oh.
That's quite a list.
Yeah.
It's almost overwhelming. But paralysis isn't the answer, right? We need the playbook. You mentioned defense in depth. What are the absolute must-do steps before letting Copilot loose?
Right. It's about layers. And you absolutely have to start with the foundation because that's where OCR starts. Number one, conduct a pre-deployment high pay risk assessment. Seriously, this is your shield in an audit. You have to inventory where all your PHI lives and check your current access controls before you add AI to the mix. Remember that $3 million fine.
Yeah, for not doing the risk assessment underscores point one perfectly. Okay, risk assessment done.
Yeah.
What's step two? Getting the tool itself set up right.
Exactly. Number two, get the right licensing and sign the BAA. This is non-negotiable. You need Microsoft 365 E3 or E5 licenses. Using the cheaper Business Basic or standard licenses with PHI, that's an automatic IPA violation right there. Then yes, you formally sign Microsoft's BAA. And critically, you need technical controls to block access to all the non-compliant versions. Copilot in Bing, the mobile app, the Pro version, Copilot in Windows, block them.
So pay for the right license that's not optional, baseline compliant.
Right.
And lock out the versions not covered by the BAA. Makes sense. Step three, must tackle that permissions mess.
Absolutely. Number three, implement strict permission controls. This is where you really apply the principle of least privilege. Go through every single SharePoint site, every OneDrive folder that has PHI. You have to get rid of those overly broad permissions like everyone or all authenticated users.
And house on permissions.
And then you layer on top Microsoft Purview sensitivity labels, use them to classify different types of PHI, and apply protection policies directly to the data itself.
Okay, so sensitivity labels act like smarter tags that tell the system and Copilot, this is highly sensitive, handle with care, even if a user technically has broad access.
That's a good way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number four, configure Microsoft Purview Data Loss Prevention, or DLP. You need DLP policies specifically designed for Copilot. They need to monitor and restrict PHI in the prompts people type and in the answers Copilot gives back.
So DLP is like the traffic cop for Copilot's data interactions.
Pretty much. And you'll likely need custom sensitive information types, define things like your specific medical record number formats, because the built-in DLP definitions might miss your unique identifiers.
Got it. Customize DLP for your own data. Okay, step five circles back to that Bing issue.
It does, and it's mandatory. Number five, disable web search and non-compliant features. Turn off that web search toggle in Copilot settings, full stop. This keeps Copilot operating only inside your secure Microsoft 365 environment. It prevents PHI from accidentally getting mixed with public Bing searches. And again, block all those consumer versions.
You can wall it off. Makes sense. Right, the final step. This sounds like the prove you did it part.
Exactly. Number six, comprehensive audit logging and monitoring. You need detailed logs, not just user X open file Y. You need logs showing the prompt the user submitted, which files Copilot accessed because of that prompt, and ideally the content of the response.
Because traditional logs miss the AI's role in synthesizing data.
Precisely. They don't show the why behind the access in the same way. Then you need real-time monitoring and alerting, probably feeding into your SIME system, and you need to actually review these logs regularly and document those reviews. That's your evidence for the OCR.
That's the full playbook then. Six essential safeguards. It shifts Copilot from being this massive potential liability to, hopefully, the useful tool everyone wants it to be.
And that usefulness, that efficiency, is why people are rushing, sometimes carelessly.
Right. So, wrapping this deep dive up. We've covered the risks, the fines, the shadow AI, the prompt injection, and laid out these six critical steps. But there's always that argument, isn't there? Maybe we should just wait for clearer rules from the government.
You hear that, but it's a really flawed approach. It just increases your risk and makes you fall behind. Look, the HHS OCR is updating rules. So they proposed the first major HIPAA security rule update in ages back in January 2025, specifically mentioning AI.
Okay, so updates are coming.
But the current HIPAA rules are perfectly adequate to deploy Copilot compliantly today if you follow these steps. Waiting just means you're sitting on known risks while others are carefully moving ahead and gaining efficiency.
So the advice isn't wait and see. It's really act carefully and secure it now.
Definitely. And let's put a final number on it for perspective. For, say, a typical 20-provider practice, getting Copilot set up the right way, the licenses, the configuration, the risk assessment might cost somewhere between, let's estimate, $35,000 and $65,000 initially.
Okay, that's a real cost.
It is. But compare that investment to a potential multi-million dollar fine for one serious violation or that $3 million fine just for skipping the risk assessment. Suddenly, that upfront cost looks like maybe 2 or 3% of what a major breach could cost you.
The ROI on doing it right seems pretty clear when you put it that way. Deploy securely now or face potentially devastating consequences later.
That's the bottom line.